This fear suppressed people's willingness to suggest unusual or innovative ideas or to risk criticizing ideas promoted by leaders. I suggested that there may not have been any actual conflict to manage or resolve. In fact, the client group described the organizational culture as conflict-averse. Next, I inquired whether a better set of influencing skills, also a specialty of my company, might be useful. In fact, they thought the primary approach to getting their people to agree was power, whether used overtly or below the radar, or even unconsciously. While influence skills might have been useful, once some interesting ideas had been put out there to compete for support, the real problems were that the ideas laid on the table, often by senior managers or those who wanted to curry favor with them, tended to be obvious, weak, or traditional, and that little effort was made to criticize or improve them. Once a leader mentioned or approved of an idea, other ideas rarely emerged from the group. Clearly, leaders in that organization needed to do a much better job of inviting and welcoming alternatives, while at the same time, the company culture needed to become more supportive of engagement and healthy competition of ideas.